بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. متفق عليه. أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: You do not have iman, or your iman is incomplete, until you do not love for your brother what you love for yourself. Yesterday we began the discussion on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is a type of hadith which we should be paying a lot of attention to. In this we are given a yardstick, a gradient, what is the minimum requirement of iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the kalima that we have recited. The least that it should imbibe and create within us. According to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that genuinely what we desire for ourselves, we should desire this for each and every Muslim. Now this hadith should not be looked at on its own, but we should look at it in the light of the other ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we have recently discussed, wherein the brotherhood of Islam, the unity of Islam, this concept and idea that we are not a disjointed group, we are not broken up into classes or categories of race, of color, of creed, of nationality. But once we recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, then this iman breaks down every form of prejudice, and it cements and unites us and makes us into one ummah. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not just said one ummah, he compared this entire ummah to one body. And the analogy was given, like when the head feels some pain, then the whole body works towards remedying that pain. Hand feels some pain or the foot feels some pain, it's not a separate thing, but we are one entity. In exactly the same way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith is saying that your iman is not complete until every Muslim, whether he be black or white or rich or poor, educated, uneducated, whatever color, race, creed, nationality, every Muslim, you don't desire for him what you desire for yourself. This iman requires that this quality should be created. Now, like I said, this hadith should not be looked at on its own. But we find in the other hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not harbor hatred, do not harbor jealousy, do not turn your backs upon one another, do not give up helping one another, do not oppress one another, do not engage in khianat, mistrusting one another, or in usurping the rights of one another. Now all these things work in conjunction. If we are keeping hatred in our heart, dislike, nafrat, enmity, malice, greed, jealousy, if all these negative qualities are there, then it makes it impossible to practice upon this hadith. And more important than all this, we find this expression in the previous ahadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بِحَسْبِ امْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمُ. He said, it is sufficient as an act of evil that you look down or consider yourself superior to someone else. It is impossible for you to like for others what you like for yourself if you think you are superior and you think that others are inferior to you, or you are looking down upon them. So we find that all these ahadiths have to be practiced on in conjunction, that the true love and the true brotherhood of Islam is only possible if we will clean our hearts of nafrat, of hatred, of dislike, of disunity, of looking down upon others, of harboring negative emotion towards others. And we find that this is the quality which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam established in the Sahaba of Nabi Akbar sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This true love, this true brotherhood of Islam, which raised them to such a level that they were prepared to lay their lives down for one another. And this is what iman requires. The more the consciousness of Allah comes in us, the more this quality will be developed in us. And we find that the similar meaning that is found in this hadith is mentioned in several other ahadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one or two of which we will mention, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man ahabba أن يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة فلتأتيه منيته وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ويحب أن ويأتي إلى الناس alladhi yuhibbu an yu'ta ilayhi. One occasion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who wants to be safe from Jahannam, that person who wants to be safe from Jahannam. Why? Because when your iman is developed, like I said, when you leave this world with that level of iman, with that level of iman which is matloob and desired by Allah, what is the least benefit of that iman? That you will be safe from Jahannam and go to Jannah. So in this hadith it is outlined. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who wishes that he should be safe from Jahannam and that he should enter into Jannah, let his death come to him. Let his death come to him in such a condition that he believes in Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that he believes in Allah and in the last day. And the second thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, that he deals with people in such a manner that he prefers that he should be dealt with. He deals with others in such a way that he prefers he should be dealt in exactly the same manner. If he wants to be safe from Jahannam and enter into Jannah, then he should believe in Allah and in the last day, and he should deal with others in a manner that he wants to be dealt with himself. His فَلْتَأْتِهِ مُنْيَتُهُ Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, his mort or his death should come to him in this condition. Another hadith which is mentioned by Imam Ahmad, where this concept or idea which we mentioned yesterday, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم, it doesn't mean that you are not a believer, but that your iman has not yet developed to what is desired. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا يبلغ عبد حقيقة الإيمان. لا يبلغ عبد حقيقة الإيمان. A person has not reached the required level of iman or the reality of iman. حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ, until he does not love for the people what he loves for himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala directly, أَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكْ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. أَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكْ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, love for the people what you love for yourself. Desire for others what you desire for yourself. What does this mean? When you reach this level, takun muslima, now you are a true believer. And according to the other hadith, you have reached the haqiqat, the reality of iman. What is interesting, the point which ulama ikram mentioned, that we find in these last two ahadith which I have mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has generalized this expression to include even the kafir, to include even the disbeliever. Ahibba linnas. Nas does not only mean Muslim, it means Muslim and non-Muslim. Your iman should cause you even to desire for the non-Muslim what you want for yourself. Ulama ikram mentioned, what does it mean in the context of the non-Muslim? That he enters into Islam. That he enters into Islam and that he is safe from Jahannam and enters into Jannah. For the whole humanity, your iman should create this fervor and this concern for the whole humanity. That every one of them should enter into Islam and Iman if he is not a Muslim. And that he should be safe from Jahannam and enter into Jannah like you desire it for yourself. And then for a Muslim to a much higher level, you want goodness for yourself, desire it for your brother. You want success for yourself, desire it for your brother. You want prosperity in this world, desire it for your brother. Whether he is black, whether he is white, whether he is rich, whether he is poor, whether he is a servant in your house, whether he is working for you, whoever he is. Whatever his social class or status, Islam has come to break all that down and to establish the true brotherhood and concern for every person, particularly for the whole of humanity, and then particularly for a Muslim. A Muslim is one who is striving and working so that others are saved or others receive what he desires for himself. And we find in the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was raised to such a level that they didn't just practice upon what is found in this hadith. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you are not a true believer until you don't love for your fellow Muslim what you love for yourself, Sahaba raised it to an even higher level, which is to a level of what we call ithar. Ithar, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. One is to love for or prefer for others what you prefer for yourself. Sahaba took it to a level that what they themselves did not have, they desired it for others. What they themselves didn't even have, they desired it for others. For example, a sahabi receives a guest at home. There is only food enough for one person. What does he do? They put the children to sleep without food. Then the husband and wife make a plan that when the guest sits down to eat, play with the lantern so that the light goes out. pretend to eat. Let the guests eat stomach full. You yourself, both of us will go hungry, and our children also would go hungry. Next morning, the verse of the Quran comes down. Who are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who are the true believers? What is the height of iman? They prefer for others. They gave preference to others over themselves. Walau kana bihim khasasa, even when they were in need. Such a level of iman that they had. One is to desire for others what you desire for yourselves. What they did not have, they preferred others over that also. Such a level of iman and such trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.